dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12 string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
This is Debbie Dashinger. A very warm welcome to all my listeners. Dare to Dream Radio here for you today. And I'm so excited to be talking about dreams, visions, imagination, creation, expansion, transformation, and loving who you are. That's right. I'm going to be talking about how to be yourself. Such a funny concept, because essentially that's all we are anyway, but it's amazing as we go through life, the identities we put on, the if I'm this, you will love and approve of me, mainstream is that, maybe I should be more that, it's not okay to be this, which I indigenously am. We do so much, it's actually a great unkindness what we do, but what if we were born perfectly, exactly as it is? Well, I say find yourself and define yourself on your own terms. Oscar Wilde once said, with his usual wit, be yourself, everyone else is already taken. You are being yourself when you know, when you understand, and when you accept yourself. So if it's not clear if you do, what do you value? You know, you can contemplate your life and your choices, because the kind of things you would or wouldn't like to do are indications, and you can act accordingly. You really can't be shoved into any box unless you let yourself, or shoved into any being pegged. So always resolve what values feel most true to yourself, and notice your own strengths. They more than adequately balance out any flaws, and they're the principal reason for not comparing yourself to others. Why compare yourself to anyone else? They're already taken. And, you know, relax. It's okay. Let's just take a breath and stop worrying. Like the worst that could happen if you were just you. It's okay to laugh at yourself and not take yourself too seriously. And I think it's great to embrace our perfections. That's what makes us so incredible and unique. Stop caring about how others perceive you. Some of them might like you, and hey, some of them won't. That's life for all of us. And either attitude is as likely to be right or wrong. Being a people pleaser, how far has that ever gotten you? Ever? Is it created peace? Contentment? Feeling great about yourself? You know, Eleanor Roosevelt, the amazing Eleanor Roosevelt, said, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. So what matters most is that you listen to your own inner confidence. And also to build a circle of trusted friends and people who share your views and beliefs, and people you can check in with, who have your back. People care about you, are interested in how you grow as a person, and are respectful and, frankly, trustworthy. And what you can also do is treat yourself as you treat your own best friend. It's interesting how often we show up for other people in such big, beautiful, generous ways. But what about how you show up for you? You value your friends, right? And those close to you. Well, who's closer to you than you? So I offer you the idea to give yourself the same kindness, thoughtfulness, and respectful treatment that you give to other people that you care about. If you had to hang out with yourself for a day, and you do every day, so when you hang out with yourself every day, what's the most fun, enjoyable, fulfilled, calm, contented things that you can do for you. What is it you really desire to do? Well, go be that, do that. Be responsible. You are special, wonderful, and worthwhile. So go ahead, develop and express your individuality, whether it's a sense of style, a manner of speaking, your preferred way of doing something, being something. Be proud of it. And absolutely follow your own style and instincts. Whatever you are, accept it. I believe so strongly that being different is absolutely beautiful, and it attracts people to you. So be different. Be a real friend to yourself. Do what your heart tells you. Say what you feel deep inside. And keep unique by keeping your perspective focused on building your own strengths. It actually takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. E.E. Cummings said that. It takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. So create relationships based on you, express yourself in everything you do, and remind yourself how important this is, how important you are. So today I dare you. That's my dare. I dare you to find a new way to accept and respect your true self today. Express yourself out in the world. Be your own best friend. Isn't it amazing that you were created exactly as you are? Celebrate that today. I dare you. I double dare you. Well, I'm interviewing Brent Hunter today. Brent Hunter is an author, IT professional, producer, and social media pioneer as the founder of the first internet-based global community called The Park, with more than 700,000 members in 190 countries worldwide. Brent is part Muslim and part Jewish and was brought up as a Christian. He currently studies and lives by an integrated set of universal principles, believing that all paths are divine and must be equally respected in order for the world to become a significantly better place for all of our brothers and sisters worldwide. The universal principles are described in one of his four award-winning books. This one is called The Rainbow Bridge, Bridge to Inner Peace and to World Peace. The Rainbow Bridge was endorsed by the Dalai Lama, by New York Times bestselling authors, and a growing chorus of prestigious global luminaries. And it's received 12 literary awards, recognitions, including the 2013 Bronze Medal for World Peace, winner of the 2014 National Indie Excellence Award, winner in the 2014 Los Angeles Book Festival, and gold, silver, and bronze medals in the 2014 Global eBook Awards. And for more information about Brent Hunter or his books or all the amazing projects he's doing for peace, go to therainbowbridge.org. That's therainbowbridge.org. And Brent, I warmly welcome you to the Dare to Dream show.
Thank you, Debbie. It's great to be here with you.
Oh, you're welcome. And it's about time we have a conversation on this show about peace. I bet any time in history we could say now more than ever, and yet again, I could say, don't we live in interesting times, and don't we need peace now more than ever?
We sure do.
We sure do. Your current book, Rainbow Bridge, Bridge to Inner Peace and to World Peace, is in its fourth edition. Congratulations on that. That's a big deal.
Thank you.
I want to know about how you came to write the book.
Well, I came to write the book, The Rainbow Bridge, based on some experiences that I had. You referred in your very warm welcome to this online community that I ran. It was called The Park. I ran that from 1994 until 2001. And during that period of time running this internet business, there were certain periods of time that were extremely challenging, that really tested me on every level imaginable. And during that period of time, I was taking lots of notes and reading a lot of things from different religious traditions to try to get me through those rough waters. And I had to shut down the park in 2001. And one day, I had all my notes in front of me, and I was meditating, and suddenly I had this realization that all of these notes and what I had collected basically over the years during the running of the park represents something very, very important, which is really the common ground of the world's major wisdom traditions. And we can also look at that and say those are universal principles. And so the name of the book came about because these universal principles basically create this bridge between all of the different religious traditions. And the word rainbow is, of course, you know, a rainbow is a single entity, but it's made up of many different colors. So out of a whole mm-hmm. diversity of colors is a single rainbow. And so this concept of a bridge and a diverse bridge, an all-encompassing, inclusive bridge that not only will create bridges across religions, but also across cultures and age groups and you know, genders and geographic locations around the world. Basically, it's a bridge between any kind of boundary that we have as humans. And so it was back in 2001 that I wrote the first edition, and as you've mentioned, you know, I've done several editions since then, publishing the fourth edition shortly earlier this year.
Well, I hope people will be sure to stick around for this entire interview, because I know somewhere embedded in this, you are making an extremely generous offer to this audience that they can get your book for free, which I think is awesome. So this is an award-winning book, folks. Sometime we will give you a URL direct to a free ebook of The Rainbow Bridge. And Brent, you extracted the world's shared wisdom traditions, which you call universal principles. Why are the universal principles important?
Well, universal principles are really important because it gives us a language. They give us a language that can be used by any and every religious tradition and no tradition as well. It's a new language for expressing what different religions talk about in their own unique terms. But what all of the different religions talk about is pretty much the same. I mean, the stories, the metaphors, some of the details can be different, but the heart essence of religious wisdom is basically the same. And so by distilling this fundamental pith essence into a small number of completely inclusive principles, there are 60 universal principles that are described in the Rainbow Bridge, it gives us this language that can be used without offending one another. And because sometimes, you know, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, Debbie, but you're having a conversation with somebody and they tell you that, you know, their religious teacher or, you know, figure, you know, oh, they're the one that came up with that, or they did this or they did that, when it's very common. And so universal principles give us, sort of creates this common ground that we can stand on and be more harmonious in the process of talking to one another and acting together with one another as well.
Interesting. I know you offer a lot of tools that help people achieve inner peace. And I mean it when I say I can't imagine a more important time. And even though we can go back through history, and periodically there's been incredible chaos, and many times we could say that, but at no time besides the global unrest, there's also individual unrest that goes on, and we on a daily basis experience a barrage of things calling our attention, electronics, unlike any other time. So what are some tools that you can suggest that might achieve some peace, whether that's world peace? I know you call something a global operating system. Would that work for world peace and inner peace? What do you suggest?
Sure. So there's two different two parts to your question. One is inner peace, and then the other part is world peace. So starting with inner peace, everything starts with inner peace, really, because the world that we live in is a collective manifestation of what all of us are thinking and believing in our minds. And so it's really important, I think, for every single person to be focused first and foremost on their own lives and how to have a sense of inner peace and tranquility and calmness in our own lives, no matter what's going on around us. And that's really important. And so in the Rainbow Bridge, there's a section where I talk about different types of meditations, pondering, contemplating, meditating, different ways of talking about basically getting in contact with your inner self. And we can use the universal principles to create this bridge to our kind of like to our future self, as it were. And so the concept of a bridge is really important. But meditations are really important as well, and I give a number of them that that are described in detail in the book. But this is really a small sampling out of, you know, many, many thousands and thousands of ways of meditating. But I've distilled them down into some meditations that I think are particularly powerful and important.
Wow. So the meditations, are these practices that you do on a daily basis, and what have you seen as a result of that?
I do these meditations. One of the things is that my father actually was so interested in transcendental meditation when I was a child that he took me and my two sisters to a place where we learned how to do transcendental meditation. I was 12 years old at the time, and it seemed kind of crazy when I was just a child, but it turns out that that was one of the greatest gifts that I could have ever received. And so I've been meditating for many, many, many years, and some of the meditations that are in the Rainbow Bridge as well, yes, I do on a daily or maybe not every single day. It just depends on what's going on in my life. But meditating is so important because it really gives us a tool, a powerful tool for finding that inner calmness in ourselves, regardless, again, of whatever else is going on outside. And, of course, the more turmoil there is on the outside, the more important it is to kind of go within and find that inner peace. And there are tools that are described in the Rainbow Bridge to help make that happen.
I wonder, you know, places like Fairfield, Iowa, that are dedicated to the practice of TM, a whole community where they stop twice a day just to meditate, it does make me wonder what the world would be like, when you're speaking of meditation, if we were all to take on the practice of stopping at least once every day to create peace from within. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I think that would be fabulous. I mean, people take, even if people took one time every day, a certain time of the day, to just close their eyes and breathe, to just stop whatever they're doing, and to just close their eyes and breathe. That alone would be powerful. And when you're imagining people actually meditating, or certainly doing TM, transcendental meditation, that would really be powerful and profound. And there, one of the things that the transcendental meditation movement and you know, they have a whole university that's that uses scientists to do lots of research studies to prove that meditation actually works, and not only does it work within our own self as individuals, but also it creates a positive field of energy around us. And this research is pretty fascinating. But we don't, you know, we're talking a little bit about transcendental meditation, but really everybody can and I think does resonate with perhaps different types of meditations, which is why I describe several different kinds in the Rainbow Bridge.
Okay, Rainbow Bridge. So people who are listening who are intrigued by the idea of a bridge to inner peace and to world peace, what are you offering us today as listeners with your ebook?
Well, if anybody would like to receive a free copy of the Rainbow Bridge ebook in PDF format, they just would go to the following website. It would be free-ebook.therainbowbridge.org. That's free-ebook.therainbowbridge.org. And when you go there, you can put in your name, and you will be able to download a copy instantly from the website.
Awesome. So that's our fourth edition of your current book, and what a generous gift. Thank you. And I'll be sure to announce that URL again towards the end. I'm curious. We have got this old worldview that encompasses hatred, war, violence, fear, greed, scarcity. What is it going to really take to create a new world experience of peace, inner peace, world peace, reconciliation? I mean, what a different vibration these words have. Collaboration, partnership, harmony among races, religions, and institutions. What is your perception of an old worldview into a new worldview of peace?
one of the things that I talk about, Debbie, in the Rainbow Bridge is the need for a global operating system, a smoothly functioning global operating system. And I'd love to speak with you in a little more detail about what that entails.
Global operating system. Stay tuned. We will be right back. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio, and I'm speaking with Brent Hunter. And his website is therainbowbridge.org. We'll be back with more conversation on the subject of peace.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I'm speaking with the author and peace activist, if I can call him that, Brent Hunter. And before we had our break, Brent was just starting to share a little bit about the global operating system. Basically, that's taking the old worldview into the new worldview. So, Brent, talk about the global operating system.
Sure. So, Debbie, you know, when we... First of all, as you said before, I'm an IT professional, so I tend to use examples in the IT world that fortunately many people are aware of these kind of computer terms. And so I want to give a metaphor, and that is that, you know, computers, whether they're PCs or Apple machines, you know, or Unix machines, every computer has to have an operating system, mm-hmm. a global operating system within that computer. And the purpose of the operating system in a computer is to ensure that the resources of the computer are equitably distributed. Otherwise, you would have one program that could suddenly suck up all the CPU power, use up all the memory, all the hard drive capacity, use up all the peripherals, etc. And so the purpose of this global operating system on a computer is to make sure that all the resources are shared. Now, the world today that we live in is a completely interconnected system. We're completely interdependent upon one another, and yet, as a world, we do not have a smoothly functioning global operating system. Mm. And this concept is really important, because if you imagine a computer without an operating system, as I said a few minutes ago, any program could start sucking up all the resources of the computer and making sure that nothing else and no other program could use it. And the world as it exists today, without a smoothly functioning global operating system, that's exactly what we have today. And what we're seeing is we're seeing entities like countries or companies using up lots of resources, and it's not equitable, it's not fair, and it's not sustainable. And so when you look at it like that, it's
we
actually
not... We need to defragment those countries, by the way.
Right? like defragging a hard drive. Yeah, it's so important, because when you recognize that the fact that we don't have a smoothly functioning global operating system, then all the problems that we have actually make sense. It's like without a smoothly functioning global operating system, we will have violence. We will have war, poverty, and lots of conflict. And the good news in all this is it doesn't have to be that way. we have the power within us to create a smoothly functioning global operating system, and that would effectively ensure the equitable distribution of resources on the planet, regardless of where people live. So it's a really, really important concept. And so when we recognize the need for that, there's a part in the Rainbow Bridge where I talk about that. And then there's another section where I talk about the 14-point roadmap to world peace. And it's this 14-point roadmap that will help bring us to or towards a smoothly functioning global operating system. So this whole operating system concept is super important.
Are you on any boards? I ask that because I think this is so important. And I'm just wondering, even if they're not political, but boards that can create some change, affect something positive in a global sense, or even in the United States, is there any board that you serve on with this information?
That's a great question, Debbie. I don't actually currently sit on any boards. I was a few years ago quite actively involved with the United Nations Association, the Northern California Division, where I was the VP of Communications. But at the moment, no, I don't currently sit on any boards. It's most of my time is in between my full-time work and the Rainbow Bridge at night and on the weekends. You know, basically what I'm trying to do is to show this roadmap and kind of enlist the support and to inspire large numbers of people to join me in making this dream a reality.
Well, as far as what is going on, and I love hearing that you are involved at that level, and I just sense that you will be doing other things with this at least that level going forward, because this is needed. It's so needed, this not just a concept, but you have a very strong vision with tools to go with it. That's the everything. It's the how to implement, how to take action. And I know that you have a quote, which is, we're in the process of creating a bridge to a peaceful future through a global network of networks. By working collaboratively, using universal principles as our common ground, we aim to help facilitate global unity and world peace. If you would like to join us in creating a bridge to a positive and peaceful future, we welcome hearing from you. That's from Brent Hunter. So, okay, Brent, we want to join you. Where do we go? How do we, or what do we do to participate?
Well, I think the first thing would be to take a look at the Rainbow Bridge, because it's a very comprehensive book, and the roadmap, the 14-point roadmap to world peace, is very comprehensive. And different people will resonate with different aspects of the Rainbow Bridge and of the roadmap to world peace. So after reading the book, if you read it and you're particularly excited about all of it or just a part, you know, go to the website, therainbowbridge.org, send me a message from there, let me know, and I'll hook you up with this growing team of people, and that would be the first place to start.
Okay, fantastic. So remember that website. And how about what's been going on? Because I know that in your book you described that there are real rainbow bridges cropping up. Tell us about that. Where are these appearing?
Yeah, this is really interesting. There are physical rainbow bridges that are popping up all over the world. These are bridges that people are building. And they're calling them rainbow bridges. And so, for example, in the book, I talk about 35 of them. And these 35, I'm sure there's actually many, many more of them, but these are the ones that I happen to know about. And I ask people who read the Rainbow Bridge, if you happen to know about other ones, let me know so that I can include them. Because part of what we're doing here with the Rainbow Bridge book is bringing together not only the universal principles and the roadmap to world peace, but also there's different aspects of the Rainbow Bridge. There's these physical bridges that we just mentioned. There's also this, many people have heard about the Rainbow Bridge for Pets, which is a really beautiful poem that helps people through the passing of one of their beloved pets or animals. But in terms of the Rainbow Bridges, the physical ones, I'll just name a few of them. There's one enormous Rainbow Bridge in between the U.S. and Canada at Niagara Falls. It's really impressive. There's a Rainbow Bridge in Jinzi, China, in Tsinghua, China, Yinchuan, China, Dortmund, Germany, Kochi, Kerala in India, There's one in Hiroshima, Japan. There's one in Tokyo, in Japan, that's been in many movies. The Kyle of Lacalsh in Scotland. There's one in beautiful one with all sorts of amazing lights in Seoul, Seoul, South Korea, and Istanbul, Turkey. There's one that's in process. There's a whole bunch of these, and it's really fascinating because what this demonstrates to me is that there's this. The concept of the Rainbow Bridge, as I use the words that I use, is that it's a vision of peace that is coming from the heart of humanity. I mean, it's not like I have created these physical rainbow bridges around the world. No, people all around the world are actually spontaneously creating them on their own, because of their own. It just springs out of their mind and their heart. So it's really fascinating. There's also Rainbow Bridge stores. There's a Rainbow Bridge jewelry store in Folsom, California. There's a bookstore in West Palm Beach, Florida. There's actually a Rainbow Bridge hotel in China. In Ojai, California, there's a Rainbow Bridge natural food store. The list goes on and on.
Yeah. Isn't there also a company, I'm trying to think, like in Whole Foods, Rainbow, there's a product like ice cream. I've seen it in Trader Joe's, too.
Yeah, it is. It's fascinating. And I think that imagine what happens when people then consciously, intentionally start creating these bridges instead of just having it, sort of leave it up to spontaneous arising of these rainbow bridges. So, part of the vision here is that literally thousands of these bridges around the world, many, many different stores and places that you can go that are called the Rainbow Bridge.
The Rainbow Bridge. This is amazing, and it's amazing once you start to focus on something or get involved with something, how the recognition starts to expand and you see that it is already out in the world. I almost feel like it's a beautiful confirmation of the work that you're doing, that you're recognizing and able to document all these rainbows. Like, go Brent, go. Peace, yes. So stay with us. More conversation, and I'm excited. We're going to get a little bit into some other aspects of Brent, his background and creating dreams, and even how he creates the extraordinary social media he does. Again, his website is The Rainbow Bridge. This is Debbie Dashinger. We'll be back.
Are you ready to work with a leader whose clients get results? Debbie Dashinger believes you were born with a unique gift. She leads exceptional teleseminar classes and consults leaders and executives to go beyond obstacles and limits. Clients worldwide receive accelerated results and are catapulted into spectacular successes. For an appointment, go to www.debbiedashinger.com.
PalaceofPeace.net, University of Spiritual Life Skills and Talk Radio, with teachings of the Ascended Masters as channeled through Michelle Manders. Palace of Peace offers soul coaching and mentoring, including Mother Earth's healing needs. Michelle leads extensive travels and pilgrimages to sacred sites worldwide, Earth Angels, and Earth Guardianship projects, relationships, astrology, and paranormal. Palace of Peace shares information, knowledge, and wisdom free of debates or negativity. Authentic voices gather, meeting the needs of authentic souls. Visit us at palaceofpeace.net.
Do you desire to get your message out there in a big way? Well, Dare to Dream has an opening coming up. And if you're one of the first ones who signs up, you can be a sponsor for the show or advertise on this successful radio show. Hey, it's award-winning, syndicated. We've been on a long time and have a big platform. So go to www.debbiedashinger.com, DACHINGER.com. Send us an email. We'll get right back to you.
It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to imagine. All the people living But I know I'm not the only one, no, no. 'Cause I know someday they'll all join us, and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I don't know if I can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of the world is.
If you're just tuning in, this is Debbie Dashinger. I am speaking with IT specialist and author of The Rainbow Bridge, Brent Hunter. You know, Brent, I love your history, and it's so interesting, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, all of that, how gorgeous to create who you are right now. And I know you had a 28-year line there where you were on a journey. So talk about what happened for these journeys, twists, and turns that got you here?
Where do I start? Yeah. Well, you know, I guess I should just start by, you know, when I was growing up and I was a teenager, and the fact that we were going to, you know, this church, Christian mm-hmm. church, and yet, you know, hearing all about Islam from my mother and Judaism from my father, and my father was always talking about Zen Buddhism and meditating, and it was, I have to say, it was very confusing. You know, when I was a kid. But then over time, it just really was one of the most amazing gifts that I think I could have ever been given, because it really opened my mind and allowed me to see things in a completely different kind of much more universal, all-inclusive kind of way. And so, yeah, it's just been a real interesting journey. You know, I have an interest in computers. They just are very logical to me, so that's kind of what I started out with, and you know, my undergraduate degree is in computer science, and went into the business world after graduating, and then I already had an interest in psychology, but I wanted to pursue the interest in psychology even more, and so that's when I decided to get a graduate degree in psychology, counseling, and human relations. And I was a psychotherapist for a while, and did that, and then I actually sold everything and left the business world. I moved to Chicago, where I began the PhD or the doctoral psychology program in clinical psychology in Chicago. I did the first year there, did really well, but I decided it really wasn't for me, and moved to California. And went back into the business world. And shortly after I got to San Francisco, I started this operation that we talked about briefly about before called The Park. And that was really the first intentionally global online community in the world. And some people are saying that I'm the grandfather of social networks, because what we created in that period of time, when people hadn't even heard of the internet, really was the forerunner to today's social networking sites. And so that was really exciting. And, you know, we got caught up in the whole dot-com craziness. We didn't have a story. You know, literally investors would say, oh, how quickly can you make me a millionaire? Well, that was not why I started it. You know, it was started as a global community. So that's a whole other long conversation there as well. But that was an incredible experience. And then when I shot that down, I moved back into the business world, doing project management and writing The Rainbow Bridge and continuing on some of these other books that I've written as well. But The Rainbow Bridge really has been my real passion project. It's been going, as I mentioned, you know, for 13 years now, since the first edition was published back in 2001. And I'm just guided to continue to do what I'm doing, and coming out with new editions, incorporating more and more and more interpretations of the Rainbow Bridge, more examples of the Rainbow Bridge found all around the world, and continuing to just kind of put it out there. And I really have no doubt that over time, this is going to really make a big, big difference, because it's a way for us to recognize that we're all much more common than we are different. And again, the 14-point roadmap to world peace, I'm really excited about that, because I don't have all the answers, and I would never profess to having all the answers, but I do have a roadmap. And the roadmap, I think, will take us a long way towards creating this updated global operating system that we talked about before.
And what about the world? Because you've been a big traveler, haven't you? I'd love to know any place that you've gone that really made a lasting impression on you.
Actually, yes. I would really like to travel, you know, a lot more than I have. But when I've been to India twice, and it was a very transformative experience both times. The first time I went, it was really a pilgrimage back in around 2000 or so. And that was really quite amazing. The people are amazing. The culture is just incredible. Mm-hmm. And that's an example of people from different religious traditions living side by side in peace and harmony. It's very inspiring. And the second time I went there was for a business trip. I've also went to the UN World Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa. A number of years ago, and there that was really fascinating because I would tell people about the Rainbow Bridge, and it was just amazing. They were like, anybody I told it to, they said, oh, the Rainbow Bridge, wow, this is, we need that here so bad. It was like the earth, it was like the soil was fertile there, if you will. Whereas here in the U.S., a lot of times I explain the Rainbow Bridge, and some people maybe just don't have any interest at all in it. But when I was in South Africa, there was an incredible appreciation for it from everyone, from taxi drivers to the people that I was meeting at the hotel, and you know, at the summit itself, etc. And then, of course, when I was in India as well, there was a great appreciation for it. So those really made lasting impressions on me, and I think that I'm really eager to try to get the Rainbow Bridge out into other parts of the world as well, where it might actually take hold faster than it might here in the U.S.
Faster than the U.S. That sounds good to me. Whatever it takes, you know. That's very exciting. I know that you talk about, Brett, life being a dream, and of course, perfect subject for us here. So is life really a dream, or is it like a dream?
That's a great question. It's both. It is a dream. Everything that we experience here is completely an illusion. It's a very real illusion, but it's not what we think it is. It's more like we're living in this kind of matrix, which is why I think, you know, the Matrix, the first Matrix, not the second and third, but just the very first Matrix movie that was produced, is a really profound movie, and it's really one of my most my favorite movies of all time. It's filled with wisdom, and it shows how we can envision life inside of kind of like this video game, right? Well, it's another way of understanding how life is actually a dream, and because life is a dream, it's also like a dream for people who don't really understand that it is a dream.
That it really is a dream or an illusion. Thank you for the clarification on that. If life is but a dream, I think there's been songs written about that, and Shakespeare has certainly talked about it. It looks like it's a prevalent conversation throughout history, this idea of this being an illusion. And if that's so, then what's possible? What's possible to create? What's possible to change? Well, stay with us. If you want to know how this guy got almost 500,000 Twitter followers, are you serious? Wait till I give you some of these stats. We'll be right back. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio.
Hey, if you're tuning in after we've started, this is Dare to Dream Radio. And if you'd like to send an email, go to debbiedashinger.com. Our Facebook page is Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Join us there. We give you lots of great videos and information and guests. And my guest, Brent Hunter, I want to remind you, he offered you a free ebook. Awesome offer, free-ebook.therainbowbridge.org. Again, that's free-ebook.therainbowbridge.org. Brent, you have got to hook us up here. Seriously, I've been on your Twitter account. I had to check it out myself. It looks like right now, because it's growing, it's clearly growing, you have more than 485,000 Twitter followers. You hold the coveted position of number 50 out of roughly 300 million Twitter users, and you are surpassing celebrities like Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, Oprah, Anderson Cooper, Mark Zuckerberg. So what's the deal? How do you do that? How did you create and grow those kind of Twitter numbers?
Great question, Debbie. And, you know, I've been obviously involved in social media since 1994, and years before Twitter ever was even thought of. And plus I'm a programmer and a systems analyst and all of that, so I've been able to build special custom systems that help me utilize and leverage the power of social media. Now, the stats that you just mentioned, the 485,000 Twitter followers, there's also a number of friends that you can have. So there's a different metric for the number of friends that you have versus the number of followers that you have. And so I actually created a custom system that helped me basically find people on the web who would be interested in the inspiring content that I've been posting for years. And then my systems would follow those people, and a certain number of those people would follow back. And so that's kind of like one of my secrets. Now Twitter does not allow you to do that anymore. They've changed their rules, you know. But that's one of the things. But really, the main sort of secret, if you will, is that I've been sending out inspiring quotes, and I continue to receive messages every day from people saying, "Oh, thank you so much for that message you just sent out. It just, I needed that today. I was having a bad day. You just reminded me of something, and thank you." And so it's just basically sending out inspiration.
And are these your quotes, or are these quotes that you find from somebody else?
Both. I have a lot of my own quotes that I've come up with myself, but you know, and two of my books were books about quotations, mostly from other people. And so, so I basically and sending out anything from anywhere, and of course I give proper attribution where whoever said the quote, you know, I indicate who that was. But really the bottom line is people want to be uplifted. So
yes,
that's
true.
And it's catchy, you know, so people, that's the main reason why people have shared the content and, you know, the way that I've been able to get so many followers so far. And frankly, I think I'm only just beginning. I would like to have much, much larger numbers than those.
Oh, my God, no limitations. I love it. Wow, that is setting a whole new bar. I'm almost at 5,000 myself, and I got to say, you just put a new marker there for me. I also am curious when you talk about these quotations, and I agree, upliftment right now is tremendous for people. Do you hashtag those or no?
I do on and off, like when the Occupy Wall Street movement was kind of in full force, I was using different hashtags there. I do use hashtags for a number of the quotes. There is like quote, for example, you know, hashtag quote or hashtag quotations, inspiration, love. So I don't always use them, but a lot of the times I do. Yeah, and the reason why, by the way, is because it helps people find the information that they're looking for. So if somebody searches for the hashtag inspiration, it's because they want to be inspired, right? So that's why I use that hashtag quite a bit.
And I'm going to check those out, too, and I'm going to start to follow what you're doing because I'd love to receive those inspirations. That sounds terrific to me on a daily basis.
Great.
So speaking of inspiring, this is Dare to Dream. So Brent Hunter, what do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Well, my future dreams and goals, I've recently began getting more and more experience in the area of knowledge management, and knowledge management in the business world for now, but knowledge management is not knowledge is it's I guess that's a whole other conversation, but I'm really excited about knowledge management and how we can use it not just in the business world but to create a better world. And but my main dream right now has been and is and will continue to be the Rainbow Bridge, because it's a completely all-inclusive dream for a better world. And I've been living these universal principles for 13 years. And what's really amazing, Debbie, is that as I do this and as I meditate every day, et cetera, I continue to get new downloads of information about how to expand the reach of the Rainbow Bridge and how to actually implement and do things in an even better way. And the 14-point roadmap to world peace is a perfect example. That roadmap was not in the third edition. So I'm going to continue to publish new and expanded and just more evolved editions of the Rainbow Bridge.
And what would you like here at the end, Brent, to tell listeners? What should we know?
Well, I think what's most important is anybody that's interested in world peace, first start within yourself. Find the inner peace within yourself and to do your homework because that's where everything begins. Once we do that, then we can start branching out. And the Rainbow Bridge is a perfect introduction, I believe, to this whole concept of inner peace as well as how we can make a difference in the world around us to create a better world that leads to world peace.
Excellent. And I thank you, Brent, for teaching and inspiring us on Dare to Dream. It's been great having you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
And again, anyone who's interested, therainbowbridge.org, and that awesome opportunity for just the listeners, the free ebook, absolutely check that out, and we will be right back.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to debbiedashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. debbiedashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
PalaceofPeace.net, University of Spiritual Life Skills and Talk Radio, with teachings of the Ascended Masters as channeled through Michelle Manders. Palace of Peace offers soul coaching and mentoring, including Mother Earth's healing needs. Michelle leads extensive travels in pilgrimages to sacred sites worldwide, Earth Angels, and Earth Guardianship projects, relationships, astrology, and paranormal. Palace of Peace shares information, knowledge, and wisdom free of debates or negativity. Authentic voices gather, meeting the needs of authentic souls. Visit us at palaceofpeace.net.
Learn at your desk teleseminars. Desire to fix your finances? Become a best-selling author? Execute your goals full circle from dream to done? Learn how to be interviewed on the radio for your business? Expert Debbie Dashinger teaches worldwide teleclasses. Her teleseminars receive rave reviews. Sign up for the teleclasses or receive the downloadable audios. Go to debbiedashinger.com for your audio class now.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream, Debbie Dashinger. If you'd like to receive your free gifts on achieving goals and creating your dreams into your reality, get your free downloads. There's free downloads, free videos, free interviews. Debbie Dashinger, DACHINGER.com. And please, you know, if you love the show, share it with people you know who will enjoy it and we'll get something out of it. Like Brent was talking about, it's nice to be inspired and uplifted. Well, I end today's show with this quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. It isn't enough to talk about peace. One must believe it. And it isn't enough to believe in it. One must work for it. So just a reminder, today I've been daring you to find a new way to accept and respect your true self, express yourself out in the world, and be who you really are, your own best friend. I dare you.
To contact the award-winning, syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing.